here with Deion Kinnelson, the head coach of the Lacrete Lumber Barons. You had the early lead in this hockey game. Things got away from you a bit. What seemed to make the big difference out there today?
Yeah, I mean, they're a pretty hard team to play against. They bring a lot of speed. They don't take any chances. They don't turn the puck over much. They always just chip the puck out of the zone, makes it really hard to establish pressure. And we knew it would be a battle from the start. I thought, you know, we came out strong, obviously got the lead, but, you know, they have a pretty deep club and they're relentless. And, you know, obviously they're able to come back and go up 3-2. And, I mean, on it, we came back, made it 3-3, and it was 10 minutes left. You know, it was a hockey game, and, you know, it's just hockey. Like, I thought our boys gave it their all. They came out in the third period and didn't leave anything on the ice. They came out and put a legitimate effort in to turn that game around, and just didn't go away this time. And they, you know, I really think it's just how it is with hockey game. You play against a good team, one of them's going to win. Between you and another team, someone's going to win, and unfortunately it wasn't us today.
Now, certainly wasn't the ending you were hoping for, but how would you kind of, I guess, sort of describe sort of your overall experience here in Peace River this week for provincials?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I mean, the organizing committee did a great job with this tournament. Everything felt like very well done. It was just a pleasure the whole weekend. You obviously, we feel like, you know, very blessed to even be at this tournament, and, you know, only the second year in the league, and I was very impressed. It was a great experience for everybody. I feel like for us to get to the final and get a silver medal is pretty outstanding for these boys.
And of course, as you mentioned, only 2 years that this franchise has been around. Did you really expect kind of things getting this good so soon when you first took this job?
Well, I mean, you kind of figured it'd be like a 10-year plan or something like that, you know. But man, these boys, they're just such a treat to coach. And they just soak in everything you tell them. And they just work hard, and they just got better and better and better, and they played as a team better and better. And I mean, obviously, we had some huge additions in the summertime, and this season we came out swinging with a great start, 14-0, and all of a sudden it starts to look like, holy, we have a chance at something here. And obviously, we had some dips throughout the season, but I mean, I think this is our third loss in the last 2.5 months or something like that. It's quite a bit to be proud of for these boys.
And, of course, a little bit of a younger team, a number of guys that could potentially return for next season. Do you think kind of this experience here can really help us sort of keep growing this team even further?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is what life is, right? You go through stuff that's awesome, like winning, and you go through stuff that's pretty tough, you know? And that's just – all of that kind of adds up into who you are as a person, and I think this will be a great experience for the boys. Looking back, they'll be thankful that they had this opportunity. I personally am, and I'm very proud of them. Very, very proud of them, and I know they're great young men, and they're growing up to be great, great human beings, and I'm so proud to be their coach.
It should be a lot of fun going forward. Deion Kinnelson, head coach of the Lacrete Lumber Barons, thanks for joining us here.
Thank